Okay, last time before I left, we're learning which garments you're allowed to wear on Shabbos, what is considered garments, what is not considered garments, what is subservient to the garments, bottle to the garments, and various different dinim. Okay, now we'll talk about things that are not garments, but people wear them, so to speak. Officially, you wear them, but they're not officially clothing. For instance, jewelry, medical items. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Medical items, things. What is considered wearing? What you consider not wearing? So it's very no. Tzitzis is a garment, but it, by the way, if your tzitzis are not kosher, then you're carrying on Shabbos, because the only reason the tzitzis a bottle to the garment because it's for the mitzvah. And because it's for the mitzvah, so then the din is it's bottled to the garment. But if it's not proper tzitzis, and that's why there's a very interesting custom some people have. I mean, our Chabad custom is that we wear woolen tzitzis the whole time. But because wool tzitzis, according to all opinions, is obligated in tzitzis. But let's say cotton garments, all that, there's really a machlekes and halacha if they're obligated in tzitzis. So there are many very firm people that on Shabbos won't wear tzitzis because they don't want to wear wool because it's too hot, let's say during the summer. And they're afraid to wear cotton because then they might be carrying on Shabbos, because if the garment doesn't need tzitzis, then the tzitzis are not bottled to the garment. Or if somebody has non-kosher tzitzis, it would be also a bottle of tzitzis would be mamish carrying on Shabbos. And then if there's no air, we're talking about a situation where there's no air. But by the way, one thing we didn't mention last time when we were talking about garments, we said you're allowed to wear a talis in the street. Now coming talking about tzitzis. You're allowed to wear a talis in the street. But that's only if you wear the talis the normal way it's worn. But if somebody wears a talis, you know, like over the shoulder, like in the morning before you put it on your talis, you put it over the shoulder and you check the tzitzis. If somebody would walk out into the street wearing the talis gadol like that, that would be carrying. Why? Because it's not the normal way of wearing a talis. It has to be worn the normal way of wearing a talis. Anyway, coming back to this point. So let's say jewelry. Now, it's interesting because in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, from the Gemara it comes out clearly that women are not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch brings down many opinions that say women are not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. What's the problem in the Gemara of wearing jewelry on Shabbos? Because the Gemara says they're afraid that if a woman is wearing jewelry in the street and she sees a friend, she'll take off the jewelry to show her friend the new piece of jewelry she got, and she'll forget to wear it again, and she'll end up carrying on Shabbos in the street. Okay? So therefore, the Gemara says you're not allowed to wear jewelry. And Shulchan Aruch really brings down. But Shulchan Aruch also says, and this is the universally accepted tradition, that women wear jewelry on Shabbos. For whatever reason it is, it says, let them, they wear jewelry on Shabbos. This is mamish in the most from places, women wear jewelry on Shabbos. But, for instance, many poskim write, today it's not such a common thing, but people used to wear watches, you know, the gold watches in the pocket, in the vest pocket, connected with a chain. Pocket watch, yeah? So that poskim right you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos. Because you're basically carrying it in your pocket. It's not a jewelry that people see. Jewelry that people see, you wear it to show. Okay? So if you're not wearing it to show, and this mom is carrying it in the pocket. Again, we're talking with if there's no ative. If a man can wear a wedding ring, he's allowed to wear it on Shabbos.
You're not?
I didn't say that. The shaila is, you asked, I'm going to answer. Okay. And leave it at that. I'm not the one to cause any shom bias issues. A woman, the man gives the woman a ring. Okay? By kedushin, by the chuppah, right? A man gives a woman a ring. With that, Harayat Mekodeshesli, she becomes consecrated to him, betrothed to him, with this ring according to the laws of Meshav Yisrael. Now, if you have a double ring ceremony, No. Say, let's say under the chuppah. The man gives the girl a ring, and then the girl gives the husband the ring. Yeah? And she says, you are becoming my husband. Okay?
What?
That they don't say under the chuppah. That they find out later. So now the question is, that is a very big shaila in halacha. Because then, halachically, the man acquires the woman. The woman doesn't acquire the man. So if you're doing it in the double ring simultaneously, in a way that the woman thinks, okay, just like he's acquiring me, I'm acquiring him, then her being acquired is not good. It's mamish, a big shaila in the kedusha. One second. So, technically, let's say the chuppah is over, and then the woman wants to give the man a ring, but she doesn't say any lashon of kedushin. She says, ani lo daydi v'daydi li, something like that. Okay, whatever. That's issue number one. Now, issue number two, let's say it's done a week later. So there's no shayla kedushin, no double kedushin. The shayla is a ring, a marriage ring, considered a woman's garment? Now, in a time where men didn't wear such a ring, a man wearing the ring, forget about Shabbos, it's not a din in Shabbos, then the man wearing a marriage band is a woman's garment, because men didn't do it. But we know that din of Lisul Bish Gevet is really dependent on time and place. Nowadays, where in many, 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 many circles, it's customary the man also wears such a ring, so then it's not Lisul Bish Gevet anymore. Understand? So that's the issue of a man wearing the ring. But again, one sec. If he wears it during the week, then the way Paskin today, they could wear it on Shabbos too. But
Huh?
For a man to wear it? Yeah, but it gives the impression of a double kedushin. It gives the impression. It's still not. In frum circles, they don't. In the very frum circles.
Right. But it shows by wearing the ring that he's not available to anybody else. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why they don't want to do this. It's a
Shalom Bayit.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. What about a watch?
We're coming to wearing a watch. Well, the question is, are you allowed to wear a regular, not a jewelry piece, a regular watch in the street? So it's a machlekes. A lot of poskim hold you're not allowed to wear it because not a jewelry piece, and it's better not to. But if it's an ornamental watch, so then the poskim right, you could wear it on Shabbos because then it's also a jewelry piece, so then it wouldn't be an issue. The question is it considered jewelry or not? In many, many circles, the men don't wear watches on Shabbos or Yom Tov for that matter. Like in our circles, we don't wear watches, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Even though Yom Tov you're allowed to carry, but in our circles, based on halachan, that are better Shabbos and a bunch of other things, Yom Tov you try not to carry only what you must, and because you don't need to have a watch, just you need to survive it on Shabbos, so you don't. No. But women could definitely wear expensive watches. Again, the question is: should a man wear it? Not wear it? It's a difference of opinion in halacha. Some poskim allow, some poskim don't allow. Okay. Now, the mashal, in many places, what they used to do for a Shabbos key, okay? I remember when I was in Israel, I was looking for, the belt for a Shabbos key. They don't sell them anywhere in Israel. Because in Israel, everybody carries. There's Arabs in every place. No, but there's no place that they don't carry. So in Israel, you can't buy one. But by the way, I was looking, went from store to store, Meir Shalom, whatever it was, nobody had it. They say over here, the whole Eretz Yisrael is different, proper aid of the whatever. But now, what they used to do in many places, how did they a woman wear a Shabbos key on Shabbos? So we learned the man would wear a belt, make sure the key is part of the belt. But they would take a key, a brand new, they'd make a fresh, nice key with nice metal. And then they would put actually small diamonds on it. And they made it into a pin. They actually, a jeweler did it. They sell them in the, but I saw a lot many, many times. I know people that have it. They have a pin. It's actually on the other side, the other key, and inside of the key is a pin. But the key is made with jewelry, like mamish, like small diamonds, and it's mamish address. And they wear it like this. You know, they pin it onto the garment, which is a jewelry. No, that's not an issue. No, you're ruining the garment. It's not an issue. But that wouldn't be an issue at all. Okay, now medical items. What happens if somebody needs a bandage? Okay, so a bandage, technically, is if it's a normal band-aid, you're allowed to wear it because it's bottled to the body.
What about peeling the glue off the band-aid?
You're not peeling the glue off the band-aid. You're allowed to take off. The only shiloh with a band-aid is when you open up the paper that it's in, you have to make sure not to tear letters. But the taking off, that is not considered tearing or sewing or gluing. But you have to be careful when you do put on a band-aid on Shabbos, you can't wrap it over itself. In other words, if I have a cut here, can't see it. If I have a cut here, I have to put a band-aid flat like this. Glue, cotton, whatever, and glue. If I wrap the glue, the thing over itself, that's called gluing or sewing.
Is that gluing to the skin?
To the skin is not a din of, halachically, to the skin is not a din of gluing.
Do you use a spray-on band-aid?
That might be a different din of Makabah Patish, maybe, because you're making that into a band-aid. That probably not. I mean, I didn't see it, but Lachay, you can't. What? If it pulls off your hair, it's not for sure going to happen. It's not a psik resha. It's not something that you want it to do, so that you would be allowed to do.
Okay.
What?
After Shabbos would be allowed.
Yeah, but sometimes if somebody has it on their hand and they have a hairy hand and they need to take it off to wash, so then it could be. But again, that's not an issue.
4 minutes.
The shayla again, liquid bandage, you're actually making the bandage on Shabbos. You're making the bandage. So what? But you're making a bandage on Shabbos. It's makar bepatish, like we learned today.
Rabbi, are you lenient for men? Should I go to mikveh the chasitza or not? If you have to have the bandage.
It depends. If you can't take it off, you're allowed to, for mikveh, you'd be allowed to leave it on.
It's on your leg. It's on your, for sure hair is in it.
It's not secret. It depends how you take it off. That's not true. Lav dafka. Lav dafka. I said that you have to be careful that you don't tear any ices. No, it's not. It's pressed on.